Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3133. How to tell if you're a complainy pants, by Mr. Money Mustache of MrMoneyMustache.com. And I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, reading you blogs every single day of the year, including holidays. We're going to get right to today's post as we optimize your life. How to tell if you're a complainy pants, by Mr. Money Mustache of MrMoneyMustache.com. When I read an article about an Olympic athlete who can swim further and faster than I can even run, I don't immediately find his blog and write a complaint that he is training too hard and failed to take into account time for commuting, chronic illnesses, or TV watching in his lifestyle. When I was a teenager sitting in the Max convenience store reading bodybuilding magazines that described the mindset and methods that allowed Arnold Schwarzenegger and Lee Haney to each win 7 consecutive Mr. Olympia titles, I didn't write to those muscular mustachians about why I couldn't accomplish those things either. When I read newspaper articles about the $50 billion that Warren Buffett has earned for his company by being the world's greatest investor for 50 straight years, I don't jump into the comments section along with the general wussy populace and complain that Warren has led an evil life and doesn't understand the plight of the common man. And when I read Early Retirement Extreme, where Jacob has for several years described the mindset and techniques that allow him to live a very fulfilling life on about $7,000 per year, I don't angrily write him a comment about how he has failed to include certain mandatory expenses in American life and is therefore misleading his audience. And when their asses are saved by Superman, the people of Metropolis and the surrounding region don't get mad at him and say, "Well, fine, Superman, it was easy for you to freeze that lake with your breath and then fly it over to the burning oil refinery where it melted to cause rain to extinguish the fire. But what about all us regular firemen? We have warm breath and are stuck with standard firefighting equipment. We're going to post complaints on your blog." No. When I hear about someone who is doing something better than me, even if the details of his choices or genetic abilities differ slightly from my own strategy, I bow the down and respect his innovation and acknowledge that I have so far failed to achieve his level of badassity. Then I secretly try to learn from his success. Because of this tendency to want to learn from people who have unusual skills rather than try to talk them back down to my own level, I'm going to postulate that I'm not too much of a complainy pants. I already know that there are millions of people out there who are better than me in every measurable way. I hope to continue to learn from them. And this ability to learn from, rather than become frustrated with, people who are good at various things brings an extra dollop satisfaction to my life every day. Many of the non-complainers in the audience surely feel the same way. So why the f*** do people like to write to Mr. Money Mustache every day and tell him that he has failed to take into account certain things in his lifestyle or retirement strategy, and thus is writing this blog on fraudulent pretenses. No, I haven't failed to take anything into account. Yes, I am fully covered for inflation, education, health, fun, shelter, retirement, old age, and everything else that is easily foreseeable in a standard middle-class life. And yes, situations change, and I'm fully covered for changing situations as well because of the exact same thing that covered me for the things earlier, adaptability. If your life situation changes, you can change your strategy. That's called solving a puzzle with your mind, which happens to be the most fun and useful thing you can do with your mind anyway. So why the f*** is everybody afraid of unknown situations and change? If anything, people should be afraid of lack of change. I've solved the relatively simple puzzle of reaching early retirement in a capitalist system so early that I actually have a shortage of puzzles right now. I'm struggling just a tiny bit with a lack of challenge in life, and as a result, I'm sitting here on a sunny weekday morning in my basement office with no shirt on like a lazy slob, typing to you, procrastinating on doing the second half of my workout. I should be out accomplishing something bigger right now. There's not enough change in my life, not enough puzzles to solve, and I'm about to get off my ass and find some new ones to tackle. So, to get back to the original point of this article, if you heard all this and chuckled and said, yeah, listen to Mr. Money Mustache telling it like it is again, I'm going to go solve a few of my own puzzles right now so I can wake up tomorrow even further ahead. Well, then congratulations, you're a mustachian, not a complainy pants. If, on the other hand, you heard the paragraphs and stuck out your lower lip and said, oh, listen to that self-aggrandizing 30-something who has led a privileged life and doesn't understand real hardship like I do, because of the following reasons I have it harder than him, well then guess what? You're still a complainy pants. Keep working on it. A complainy pants looks only at results, seeing the external trappings or the successes of a particular role model's life and justifies why he can't have those things, and then makes himself unhappy because of not having those results. Instead, the complainy pants needs to think about the reward of puzzle solving. It's not the results that make you happy, it's the using of your own mind and skills to advance your own cause. You won't get any further telling me that I have failed to account for your particular life situation in my blog. You just listened to the post titled, How to Tell If You're a Complainy Pants by Mr. Money Mustache of MrMoneyMustache.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. Thank you to Mr. Money Mustache. He's typically narrated over on Optimal Finance Daily, and generally also with this snarky kind of tone. So if you like his style and want to hear more, you can listen to Diana narrating his work over on Optimal Finance Daily. You should be able to find that show wherever you're listening to this. He brought up Arnold Schwarzenegger, and whether you're a fan or not, Arnold has accomplished a ridiculous amount of wins, from bodybuilding to movies to even becoming governor of California. There's a documentary where he's interviewed on Netflix called Arnold, that you can check out if you want to learn more about his life and mindset. Now, complaining is definitely something that's come up before on this show and something I could work on. I don't do it online on people's blogs or videos or forums, but I can catch myself complaining to someone personally about something without realizing what a waste of time and energy it is, and it can affect the other person as well. I'm pretty sure when we complain to someone about something that doesn't involve them, we're not actively trying to make them feel bad, but it can happen and cause a vicious cycle. So it's something to look out for. And with that, thank you for being here and not complaining about this podcast. Wishing you a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow, as usual, where your optimal life awaits.